How you guys doing, first of all, man? That's good, man. Everybody smiling, everybody good. That's good. I'm great.
Wayne, what do you remember about Kyle Horton's time here? I wasn't here very long.
Kyle, he was a good guy. Great quarterback. Gave me some chances, trusted in me, and we had fun together.
You guys won some games with him, too.
Against big teams. Beat Denver. And that was kind of like his get-back game. I mean,
yeah, for him, for sure.
Good guy. Mm-hmm. And now he's in Buffalo, so it's gonna be good times going against him. And let's see who comes out.
Wayne, you find it odd at all that none of the wide receivers have a touchdown catch? I mean, they even tried to get you one on Sunday, and Fasano caught it.
Oh man, he's receiving. As long as we are making progress, you know what I mean. It's going to come my way. And right now, other guys are getting opportunities and making plays. And on third down, I'm moving the chains and getting guys in position to make those touchdowns. So as long as I'm contributing, man, I'm feeling good. Team's rolling. Everybody has that confidence that they need to move forward late in the season. That's what I'm doing.
How do you make sure you don't press? I mean, trying to score a touchdown.
Easy. You just go out there before every big play. Just take your time. Take a deep breath and just know the ball's going to be where it needs to be. And, you know, I've been doing this for 8 years. And once I go out there, it's like it's clockwork. And, you know, once they start coming, you know, like it was in 2010, they're going to start coming.
I was going to say, one of those years you had 15 of them, though. And looking back, is that kind of...
That was fun. And now I'm putting guys in those positions to do the same thing I did in 2010. So I feel good. And, like I said, when it start rolling, they're going to start rolling.
What do you told some of the younger guys in the wide receiving corps to keep them calm, same way you are?
I just told them, man, just follow me, follow the leader, and they're doing an excellent job by doing that. When they play his call, you know, like Albert Wilson, he going in there making plays on second down. It's just we just want to build that confidence and that continuity, and I think we're doing a good job at it.
Dwayne, can you talk about the value of grinding the clock and time of possession? You had a couple of scoring drives, 12 plays, 16 drives, kind of sucks the life out of the defense. Do you feel that at the time when you dominate the clock like that?
I actually don't feel it while I'm in the game because at the time, you know, we just going through what we do every day in practice. But like you said, that does drain the defense. And if you can keep a good quarterback off the field for, you know, 20, 30 minutes of a game, you should come out victorious, and that's Andy's style of offense, and I think we're doing a good job of fitting in with it.
From 0-2 to 5-3, what do you think the biggest reason is?
I think guys have calmed down and found themselves and learned how to play within the system and help guys get in good position to make plays, and I think that's what this team is doing.
You do seem really calm. Any reason?
I'm a vet, man, and... You know, I've been doing this for a while. Look how calm you guys are holding these cameras. It's the same thing. You just go out and do it every day, and it becomes routine.